I'd like to call a meeting to order and salute to the flag.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to remain standing for a moment of silence for the passing of a past board member, Jerry Orr, and a past councilman from the town of Nassau, Don Carpentier. Thank you very much. We'll miss them both immensely. This time I'd like to introduce Kevin Hitchcock as our new CEO and building inspector. He's standing up in the back here. This is he's in charge of everything in the village now. Thank you for coming to, not everything, but as far as building inspector and some issues. So, Kevin, thank you for coming on board.
Welcome, Lord.
Welcome.
Okay. Anybody here for the quick claims signature? Would you meet the attorney in the clerk's office?
Let me just explain what we're doing.
Okay.
Here. Okay. What I have here, you know what we're trying to do here. We're trying to convey Alter Alley to the village. None of you have any interest in Alter Alley, at least from what I can tell from your deeds that I've looked at and also the road. But we need to have some sort of document so the village can continue to do that work and have it done as a village road. So I got two things to sign. What the village law says is you have to make an offer to give it to us. So I got a thing saying we offer to give it to you. And then I've got a quick claim deed here to be signed. And, I'm a notary. I'll take your signatures and we'll see how many people, come today. I don't know if we'll get the complete group here, but I wanted to get as many people as I could. So we'll go to the clerk's office and I'll just take everybody's signature if they're actually doing it. Answer any questions.
Everybody's leaving.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to open the floor for a public comment. Can we have a public comment? Okay. We have to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Approve the treasurer's report for August 2014.
Make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
One second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We have a couple of correspondence to the village. One is from the Nassau Fire District Number 1 Board of Fire Commissioners. There will be a public hearing regarding the 2015 budget of the Nassau Fire District Number 1 on Thursday, September 18th, 2014 at 6 p.m. at Nassau Firehouse, 26 Chatham Street, Nassau, New York. Copies of budgets are available at the town hall of Nassau and Stodak, and we were asked to post this for that meeting. The other correspondence we have is from Fort Crailo chapter in SDAR. It says, Dear City Town Officials of Fort Crailo chapter of National Society of Daughters of American Revolution is trying to educate the youth and public on matters that focus on historical preservation and patriotism. As part of this effort, we are hoping you will be able to support us in our efforts by signing the enclosed proclamations. Please return the signed proclamations to me to your above address. And if we have any questions, feel free to call Stephanie Ryan. And it's sincerely signed, Stephanie Ryan. The proclamations.
Do we have them?
Do we have them, Missy? Did she send them?
Did she send the proclamations?
No.
I don't think we probably have a problem signing it.
Well, why don't we just table it till next month?
Yeah, we'll table it, and then maybe we'll call her and see if she can send us a proclamation. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you could just make a note to give her a call and have her fax us or whatever. And I believe that's the only correspondence we have, those two. Do you have anything, Lori?
No, I just think that should probably be in correspondence, too, yeah? The Shirley letter? Oh, okay.
All right, moving on, reports from the Highway Department.
Highway Department, Tony and Jay worked on the chicken barbecue. They set up tents, took them down. They did some ditching at the end of Westbrook Drive and some topsoil and seeding back there. They did the finished up the playground equipment at Ben Stanley Park, spread some new pea stone, installed the solar speed limit signs on Route 20, sprayed some weed killer on Malden Street, did maintenance on the backhoe and the lawn mowing equipment, spread some topsoil and seed on Elm Street, and Jay painted the shed in the commons.
Okay. Thank you. The water system report. Unfortunately, over the past 2 weeks, we had one of our pump motors burned out in pump house one. We had to call in Hanson Well Drilling on emergency installation of a new one, and our system control person to bring everything back up and running. So we are looking into any warranty on these pumps or any of the possible warranties on any of the pieces that had to be replaced, and we don't have an answer yet if they are or not. Tony turned the water back on at 11 Malden Street, and they cleaned up around the pump houses. All the tests are current. We pumped on average of 131 million gallons of water per day in the month of August to September 2nd. We had coliform tests, which were two coliform tests, which were both negative. And we actually serve about 1,250 people in our population. So everything's back up and running as of on automatic system as of yesterday. And like I said, we're looking in to see possibly that things will be under warranty. That's all I have for the report from the Water Department. Guy, Police Department.
Yes, Officer Jones filed a written report. 90 incidents were investigated, 17 arrests made, 154 traffic tickets were issued, and the details are in the report. There were two DWIs arrests, and as I mentioned last month, there was a significant drug-related arrest of an individual with 11 grams of cocaine and $2,000 in cash on Albany Avenue in the beginning of August. Unit 602, the Chevy Tahoe, has 83,700 miles on it. Unit 603, the 2011 Crown Vic, has 23,500 miles on it. on August 20th, as Bob indicated, the speed indicator signs were, the solar signs were installed along Route 20 on both Albany Avenue and Church Street. They went up without incident, although there were quite a few comments, most of them positive about their sudden appearance. One of the things that's interesting is that they collect data 24 hours a day. So not only do they tell people driving by how fast they're going, with hopes that they'll stay within the speed limit, they also collect information about the cars that drive by. So, and we get a report that tells us about all sorts of things. I can tell you that in the 10 days that I have a report, there'll be a monthly report that I'll be giving every month, probably in a more organized way once I understand some of the numbers better. But on Albany Avenue, in the 10 days that we have here from August 20th till the end of the month, every day there's about 5,900 cars drive by that sign. For a total of 41% of them actually were over the speed limit, which is interesting. So it also provides us information about the maximum speeds and the minimum speeds. And quite disturbingly, at almost every hour of the day, there were cars that passed by on Albany Avenue in speeds excess of 80 miles an hour. That's scary, first of all, for anyone, and I know some of you actually live on that road, and probably already knew this, but it, you know, really hits home that that's a dangerous road. And hopefully these signs will help us, and we'll see over time whether they have any larger effect on some of the driving there. One of the things that I thought was something to do right away is to start looking at how many speeding tickets were given out on those roads the month prior to this month, the past month, so July to August, comparing. There are actually more tickets given out in August than there were in July. Now, again, the signs have only been up for about 10 days, so it's not clear whether, they'll have, right now it's hard to draw conclusions, but we'll have that, these numbers available, and if anybody, we'll start to, they'll become part of Tom's report every month, so people will be able to see them if they'd like to look at them, and hopefully we'll be able to see patterns change, but I think they are a good investment. I've only heard positive things, and I was just happy that the Department of Transportation didn't give us any problem. In fact, they were very easy to get the signs, the permit to get the signs put up, which was good. I think I only have one other thing. To go along with that, this month the department also purchased a used LIDAR device for about $300?
$350.
And what this is, it's another form of speed speed indicator device, but it's based on laser technology, and so instead of radar, what it does is it allows a more flexible use. So you can actually tell the speed of a car pointing it at a perpendicular fashion instead of having to see it oncoming or going away from you. You can actually just be perpendicular to it and get the speed. So that will provide more flexibility in the way that speed is controlled here in the village. It was purchased from Indiana State Police, and it was certified free of charge, and it's been put into service, and as far as I understand it, it's been working well.
Yeah, on the report, the ticket report that I added, there's a line that says R/L.
Mm-hmm.
Two is radar, and then L is for laser, so you can see which tickets were written on radar and which were written on laser.
Okay.
So far, I think we're good with you.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. We're going to hold off on the attorney for if he has a report until he comes back. Trustees report, Bob, do you have anything else to add? Or? Oh, and Faye's on his way back. Okay. Are you all done, Dave? Or?
No.
No. So you're going back in?
Yeah. I thought they were going to follow me out. I don't know what interrupt the meeting, but I can tell you what we're talking about.
Well, we're on your
report. We're on you.
Okay.
Okay. So you're on the hot seat.
Okay. Bob, I'm trying to remember if you were here when this whole thing started. But, just basically what happened was the issue was raised that the town was plowing certain roads that were not village roads. So we did an inquiry. We found out of the four that were raised, two of them not a problem, but two of them actually are not village roads. One is Alter Alley, which is an alleyway laid out on a map of a subdivision that was filed in about 1915. And what the developer did was he conveyed the property out to these folks just by the lot numbers, which are set forth on the map. But you've got this Alter Alley right in the middle of that, which was never conveyed to the village. Presumably the corporation that owns it is long gone, long dissolved, who knows. Does somebody own it? Somebody owns it, but we don't know it. So, and that's only a strip of about 10 feet wide that apparently is used. Houses don't front on it, but they back on it, and people use it, and we've been plowing for all this time. So the way we can do it, one of the ways you can make it a village street so we could keep plowing it, was to get some sort of deed or accept some sort of deed to the property. So what I prepared was we tried to determine who all the property owners were, sent them a letter. I think you got a copy of it. I think did I send you?
Actually, I was here for a lot of this.
Okay, but I don't remember. Anyway,
yeah.
So we just were out there with the folks, and we had a discussion, and one of the issues that came up, this was done as a response to the issue of how can we continue to plow this without violating the law of gift, which we can't be providing village plowing services to private agencies, to private citizens. So what we talked about doing was having a quitclaim deed signed by the abutting owners, which would convey it to the village, and then the village accepts it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not a regulation 32-foot wide street, so we got to accept it unanimously. we're in there, we're talking about this, and some of the village, some of the folks raised the concern, well, if it's going to be a village street, which is what we're talking about here, is the village going to maintain it? That is, pave it and so forth. Now, this was all, I'm just, you know, this is why I want to run this by the board, because if we, I'm not aware of anything where we could say, we'll accept a street for plowing purposes only, but not for maintenance purposes only, right? I mean, there's no sort of, you know, asterisk only to plow or anything like that. But I didn't want people signing this under the false pretense that we would, unless we are. So that's what I'm asking. So I don't know where the board is on. And I think it's a decent point. I don't know. It's a real narrow strip, I guess. It's about 10 feet wide. It shows it's 10 feet wide on the map. So, and I guess it's in pretty rugged shape, because I don't think the village probably did much with it, right?
Well, did the village ever scrape it down or anything like that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my opinion would be we would maintain it in the same manner it's been maintained. So, you know, I wouldn't be looking for it to be paved or anything, but, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to us smoothing it out when it needed to be smoothed out, and, you know, fill in the potholes when they need to be filled, and plowing it. But, you know, beyond that, I think that, I think what we all talked about was just continuing to maintain it in the same manner that we maintained it previously. Is that everybody else's?
That was almost nothing, though.
I just wanted to bring up that for our house, our mailing address is Chatham Street, but our 911 address is Alter Alley Way, and we haven't, God willing, had a problem, but the villagers should just be aware that if it wasn't a road, that was our 911 address. And when we did call because a tree was down, they didn't know where to go. Just something for a safety thing to be aware of.
Well, I was under the same impression as Bob, is that we would take the same kind of responsibility that we had always thought we were taking responsibility. If the road is unsafe, then we have a duty. I mean, that's our obligation, is to make it safe. So,
right.
Make it smooth.
I mean, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any legal obligation on a village or any municipality to keep any street in any particular form of repair. And obviously, this is a board. You hear sort of what the board is discussing about doing, but that doesn't bind further boards. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's going to be maintenance, but kind of rough maintenance. That's my sense. It's not going to be repaved. It's going to be patched, I guess. And
right. But we're a pretty close-knit family here. I mean, you know, if it needs to be scraped, I mean, you tell Tony it needs to be scraped. He goes over there. He fills the potholes in. He smooths it out and throw some pressure run down or what it needs. I mean, you know, I think that's what he'd done previously, and that's what I expect he would continue to do going forward. So that would be as street commissioner, that's what I would have him do. You know, but as they said, it wouldn't have any bearing on any future boards, but I can't see why any future board wouldn't do the same thing. I mean, we've been doing it for years, so. But if that's an issue, then, I mean, is that an issue with people signing off? Or?
Well, that's an issue was raised by, you know, we got out there, I laid it out for folks, and that was an issue that came up, so I didn't want to be saying,
okay. Oh,
yeah,
well,
they'll do it, they'll think, you know.
No, well, I mean, that's where I'd be coming from.
Quick question,
because
you just mentioned it. Now, if the boards change, the rules change too?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
That's what you said. With this board, we agree. Next board might have another opinion. That puts a wrench in the whole thing. I mean, I've been happy with what I've been hearing right up until that point. Are we going to go through this in another 5-10 years?
No, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think once the street's established, the village will plow the street and do what it needs to do. I mean, that's the issue.
Regardless of
the
on the board.
Right.
The village becomes responsible for the street. Now, I mean, if you come to the, you know, if you have potholes in the street in Alter Alley Way that you feel are beyond what they should be, you know, you may have to come to the board and say, hey, you know, go over to Alter Alley Way here because we need some fill over there. And, you know, my opinion is Tony would be there within the week, you know, to
right,
take care
right.
of that.
I mean, I understood all of that, yeah. But you just kind of threw a wrench in it when you
well,
said
I'm just,
another board member.
No, I'm just...
The board changes, things might change, and it's like, oh...
I'm just echoing what Dave said.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know? I don't think there's any law that says, probably not even a law that says a town or village has to plow streets, but it's just what villages and towns do. But I think what I was hearing there was some unhappiness with the condition of the road, and someone said it's going to be the only unpaved street in the village, and it may continue to be. You know, it's going to be up to the board, this board and future boards, as to how they prioritize paving, but that's going to be the case wherever you live. That's the case in every municipality. You know, every year, like the town of Skodak does a, you know, a paving schedule. They can't pave everybody every year, so they,
Mr. File, did you have a question?
I did before, but I think it's coming around.
Okay.
Like tree limbs, stuff like that, to get a hold of Tony and he take care of it, right?
You can call Missy and she'll let Bob know.
It's basic stuff.
Yeah, just basic stuff, yeah.
We're not we don't want, you know.
And realize that we've been prevented from doing any maintenance over there for a while now. And so, you know, the roads has been deteriorating since we stopped doing anything. So once we get this all resolved, then, you know, Tony's going to, you know, he'll go over there, take a look at it, and get it back up to speed, you know, especially before the winter comes in. But, you know, so, you know, the condition it's in now is a lot of has to do with, you know, the fact that, you know, we really haven't been doing any maintenance other than the plowing last winter and haven't done anything on it over the spring or the summer here. But, you know, as soon as we get this resolved, we will get back over there. I can tell you that will happen.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with any of that. It just, when you said the board changes, things, other things might change. It's like, okay. Let's start over.
Well, it's not going to become an undocumented
well,
street.
Still
owned.
Yeah. It'll still be owned.
We'll still own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and we'll still be responsible
that's
for it.
That's fine. And the rest of it I'm not concerned about.
Right. And a future board may decide to leave all of the streets in poor repair. I'm just saying. It won't become a private road anymore.
Why don't we go back? I'm going to suggest you just continue with the meeting because this may take a little while because there's a bunch of stuff to sign, and I'm not sure how many folks we got here. You know, I'm not sure how many signatures I'll have here.
So is everybody's questions answered then that are here to sign?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to step outside. Or
do you have anything else to report on your end?
Okay. Can I ask you one quick question? Did you ever send a letter to Smith Controls about that bill? Here it is.
I did. I'm sorry.
That was my only question.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll be right back.
Trustees. Bob, do you have anything else to report?
Nothing till we get down to the roof, so.
Okay. Glory?
Nothing right now.
I don't have anything to report, Chai.
No.
Okay. The mayor is out of town, so we have no report from the mayor. Missy, do we have a clerk's report? Anything that you need to share with us?
No, I have the water levies are done, and the October billing is being worked on.
Okay.
And the bill is going out.
And on behalf of the board, we're sorry for your loss and your family, too.
Thank you.
All right. Code enforcement officer, Kevin.
Okay.
Do you have a report or?
It's in the packet.
Do you want me to read it or are you going to?
It's entirely up to you.
you guys want me to read it? The building department log sheet on August 4th, 35 Albany Ave, Kevin reviewed a fence permit. On the 6th of August, he reviewed a vacant property list. 8-7 on 31 Elm Street, we had a property, poultry complaint, and that was addressed. 8-12 Cumberland Farms, phone call consult with Jamie Pierce of Hughes Associates. and on 812, 35 Albany Ave, phone consult with Kurt Vincent. 814 Village Hall, code issues, 10 Albany Ave, review with Village Charter. 818 Village and Village Hall, 1 Howard Street, ramp permit issued, Village Tour with clerk. 818 Village and Village Hall, 1 Cozy Street, final inspection for pool, 35 Albany Ave, site visit for fence. And then the 20th, there was 2 phone consults with the village clerk, and also on the 20th, the Village Hall, 5 Cozy Pool Consult, and 9 Westcott Garage Final. And the last thing that Kevin did in August was on the 25th, Village Hall, administrative work. Thanks for your report. Nice and right to the point and clear to read. Thank you very much. Animal control officer, I didn't see a report, Missy. Did we get anything?
I know. He didn't have anything.
Didn't have anything. Okay. Kurt Vincent, beautification committee. I'm going to start preservation.
Good evening. Unfortunately, we all paid attention to the weather predictions from Nassau Fest and enjoyed a rain-free day with predictions of gloom and doom. So that's the way it is sometimes, I guess. Better that way, I guess, than the other way. So any of the community groups that were scheduled to participate have been invited to come to the October Fest, which will be the next event, Sunday, the 28th of September. You mentioned Jerry Orr. Of course, he was a village trustee. He was also a member of the Village Beautification Committee since its inception. And to honor and remember him, we would like to plant a tree in Ben Stanley Park. Probably the last 5-6 years, I don't know exactly. Since he's had grandchildren, he has gone on at great length about Ben Stanley Park and enjoying it and taking his grandkids down there. So we thought that would be a fitting location to plant a tree. I spoke with Robin. She thinks it's a great idea. She's even suggested a variety of trees. As you know, Jerry was a trained arborist, so he knew his trees. We said that in the spring we would do something, and possibly once we figure out exactly where it's going to go, we might try to get the backhoe to dig us a hole to plant it easier. Now, I don't know what the soil is down there. I imagine it's fill of some sort. Does anybody have any inkling?
Tony would probably have a better idea. So
the variety, they would like a Crimson King, which is a maple tree. And I spoke to a landscaper, and he said they're pretty hardy, and you know, he knew the location. He said it should do well there, provide a lot of shade. So we're going to proceed with that. And on a related issue, just to remind you folks, last year, 2013, through our beautification programs and in our fundraising and our money raising, we did indicate to the public that we would be earmarking $1,000 towards Stanley Park, and we've yet to do that. So please let us know. The money is there, and if you don't give it to us, we're going to spend it. If you don't have it, we're going to spend it. So that's it. And Mr. Hitchcock mentioned 35 Albany Avenue. Very nice to deal with. You know, a little difficulty initially getting contact with him, but everything went well, and that project, it was my understanding she was anxious to begin right away, but that's the way it is. And then we also did maybe 17 Chatham Street for solar panels. So that's the first structure in any of the historic districts that have solar panels. And probably if you didn't know they were there, you wouldn't even see them, which is exactly the idea. Thank you.
Thanks. Youth Committee.
On August 21st, excuse me, we hosted another tie-dyeing event at the Village Commons. Several children and their parents tie-dyed more articles of clothing. And as an aside, I spent a great deal of time in the library program this summer. I can't tell you the number of kids who had their tie-dye shirts on who recognized me. And also some of the parents who came up and said what a great time it was for children. And they organized their own little tie-dyeing parties in their own homes, and they were doing that as well. So I think that was a good event. Saturday, August 23rd, the town hosted Family Fun Day at Hope's Corners Firehouse. Members of the village committee donated food and assisted with running games. The youth committee will have an information booth at the Oktoberfest celebration on September 28th. We've been asked to help with children's activities at the History Day on October 18th. Three members of our group will participate. Next scheduled meeting will be September 24th, 7 p.m. at Village Hall.
And we are looking next month to renew, I don't know if you remember the date, Guy, but renew basketball nights, the GPS.
I don't remember the date.
Right now, but it'll be two Tuesdays in
October.
In October, and then also next Wednesday at 6 p.m., there'll be an event at the Mud Pond Trail. And that's the hike for the town youth committee that we'll be attending.
It's October 7th and the 21st. 6
Did
o'clock?
You get time?
6 o'clock. At DPS, there's basketball nights.
For those are very well attended events.
Yeah, and they're fun.
Thank you. Anything from the ZBA? I didn't see anything.
I do want to bring one thing up that I was supposedly the chairperson was supposed to remind me of, but didn't. But I remembered. There was a request last year to move to a 5-member board, mainly because. It's very difficult when they only have 3-member board. If they ever talk to one another, it's got to be a public meeting. So anytime they're just talking about things, it becomes an issue. So I want the board to consider moving to that larger size. Now, I don't know if that's something that we... I'm not sure when if it was ever 5 people. The planning board is 5 people. But I'm not sure about the zoning board, if it's ever been 5.
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
I believe
it was
in the
90s.
Yeah.
Right.
Wasn't it?
5-member board until we couldn't get any 5 members.
Right.
There are some, I think there's more interest now than there has been in the past. So just think about that in the next couple of months to if we have some new folks who want to get involved. I know there's new people in the village and they may want to be involved.
Well, interesting. I was approached by a business owner that would like to be on the zoning board, but as I understand, you have to be a resident.
Be a resident, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if there could be a resolution to allow business owners, if they own property in the village.
I would not support that.
Okay.
They have to be residents?
I think you have to have residents to be on any...
So a renter? I mean, I just throw this out. So a renter in an apartment could be on the zoning board?
If they're a resident of the village, they could be on. They could be on it.
Okay.
They'd be eligible, just like voting. You know, you can't. If a business owner runs a business in the village, they can't vote in our elections. They don't live here.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah. Same deal. Those are the rules.
So, do we need to have a resolution to increase the membership, or it's always been 5, right?
I think they reduced it to 3.
They did officially reduce it to 3, mm-hmm. So we'd have to have a resolution to increase it to 5. Mm-hmm. So we're going to wait a couple months to think about it, or are we going to...
I think you should get interest before we...
Well, yeah, I think we need to find out if there are 2 other people who are interested.
Right, so do we put a notice out, or...
We should put a notice out. We did that with for the planning board vacancy last year.
We could also do a resolution that says that the zoning board will be an odd number of members consisting of no more than 5 members. And then when you have 5 members, you can have 5 members, and when you can't get 5 members, you can have 3. And you don't have to do this.
Do you want to make that a resolution tonight?
I will if that's all it takes.
I mean, are you guys, that way we don't have to have another meeting about it?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm
sure.
You want to put that in motion form?
Sure. I'll make a motion that the ZBA, the description of the Zoning Board of Appeals shall be that it will consist of an odd number of members and no more than 5 members.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So I guess we'll just put a letter out or to
job posting.
Job posting.
for...
It's not paid, so...
Yeah.
Volunteer.
A volunteer position for the ZBA.
Notice of base.
Yeah.
Two positions.
Okay. That way we don't have to sit on it for 2 months.
Yep.
I'd rather get something going. All right, planning board? No, that's Tom. Okay, so no report there. Sorry about that. Master plan update? Do you
I do have a report. Josh will not be here. So over the summer, there was a survey that was put out. The data collection has been completed. It ended at the end of August. The master plan committee at least has been provided with the information, and they're moving to the next phase, which is writing, starting to outline the master plan and then writing it. We met on the 4th of September, last Thursday, and we will be meeting for the next couple months at least, every 3 weeks, as the outline and draft report come together. So those meetings are public. If people want to come to see what folks are talking about, and they'll be posted as well.
Okay, thanks. Okay, next on the agenda is old business, Village Hall roof base. And Bob, is that?
Yep. So we had. We put the Village Hall roof out for bid, and we expected to get 4 bids. We got 2 bids. The low bidder was $62,000, and the second bidder was $64,500. I met with Ben Mara, the engineer, to review the bids, and found that the low bidder had one discrepancy that we needed clarification on. We got clarification on it, and we're satisfied that the low bid of $62,000 is complete, and that the contractor is competent. So now the question just comes to, you know, if we're going to actually do the project for $62,000 or where the financing is going to come from.
And I'll be looking into that. As we discussed last time, we have a one-time resolution to spend up to $60,000 on the repair of the roof, and that was done in 2010. So we'll ask Wendy to run the report for all roofs unless there's a file that has all the invoices in there, and just see how much has been spent.
Well, I would just point out that, you know, this bid had a schedule in it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it was a very robust schedule. The job was, you know, the award night is supposed to be tonight,
mm-hmm.
and they have to go through the submittal process, and they have to get in here and get it done, and the job has to be done by the end of October. So, you know, I think we have 2 choices here. We either accept a bid and award a contract, or we live with this roof for another year. Those are pretty much the choices.
Is it something that you'd like to take a bond for?
Well, I think if you have money in a capital fund that you can expend for it, I think, you know, then we should review that first. But if not, I mean, you're gonna finish up the job at the end of October, so you're probably gonna get billed in November. So, you know, we don't actually have to pay the bill probably until you know, we would need the extra money until sometime in December. So, I mean,
if we wait.
I don't know what the finances are. I mean, you know, I mean, I hear you've got money in a capital fund. And,
we have money in the capital fund, and we were approved through a public hearing to spend up to $60,000. Currently,
right.
The balance is 77 something in the building's capital fund.
Okay.
So it would require, again, because we've expended money on the roof, we would have to do the public hearing to spend more money.
Right. So, as I'm saying, is mm-hmm. the bids, you know, the pricing wouldn't be done. I mean, I know it would be kind of making a decision to spend the money before you had the public hearing, but those are the choices. I mean, you know, we don't have time to wait till next month to do it. I mean, that's going to be October. That's 3 weeks before the job is going to be supposed to be complete. I mean, that would open the door for the contractor to ask for additional charges, you know, if you still wanted to do it this season. So what I'm saying is either, you know, we need to accept this, mm-hmm. and I'm not, you know, I mean, you can make whatever decision you want to make, but, I mean, the decision is we take this bid and accept it and get the work done and, you know, sometime over the next couple of months, work out the details of where the financing is going to come from, how we're going to do it, and get it done, or you just, you know, toss out both bids and, you know, give everybody back their deposit and, you know, go through this again in the spring. So, you know, it's, you know, I think the $62,000 number is a little bit high, but I don't think it's exorbitantly high. I think next spring, a lot of the prevailing rate, you know, it's a prevailing rate job, and a lot of the unions that set those rates have multi-year contracts that aren't coming up for expiration next year. So there's going to be pay raises next year, so the labor is going to go up, and you don't know what's going to happen with the materials. They've had on the roofing materials for this metal, they've had two price increases this year so far. So
what does Mara think? I mean, I remember you mentioning, you know, a range of prices, and I don't recall like that being the high end. So
it wasn't. He was
shocked.
Yeah, yes. He was he thought it would be lower, but I don't think he has a lot of experience on prevailing rate when it comes to, you know, doing prevailing rate work. I think he deals a lot with small contractors that, you know, family businesses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we presented it to those people to bid the job, and they declined to bid. So this is what we have.
Well, we already mentioned the bond. We still have to start paying the bond.
Well,
that's a process in itself.
Right, that's a 45-day.
So, I mean, that's got to... And then we'd have to put that in the budget. We'd have to pay on that bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you normally start paying on a bond? Is it a certain time period after?
It's usually the next year.
The next year?
Yeah. You pay one lump sum on the bond.
Right. So it would be a...
And it would have to go out for public hearing.
Right. It'd have to be... We'd still be a month in, but if we approve the... I see where Bob's coming. We need to do something because next month's too late. I don't know.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Or me. Randy in charge.
John.
Are they going to raise the roof?
No.
The pitch?
No. No, but they're going to have a seamless, you know, I mean, right now you go up there and there's like an 18-inch piece that's added onto the panel that's on there. They're going to be full sheets. There will be no seam. There's going to be a 1-foot overhang on both sides, the front and the back. And that should, he says the pitch already meets the requirements, the state requirements. For the size building. There's some other issues. I mean, you know, there's some issues with the insulation, the way some of the insulation's in, and some other issues that are going to be corrected during this process. But pitch was, we thought it needed to have more pitch. We did ask him about it. He looked into it, and he said that the pitch was fine.
So, I don't know what you're...
Scott, we heard from Lori Guy. What's your, I know you're shaking your head, what is?
It's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, do we, can we wait another year and have ceiling tiles that look like this, or I don't know. I think we've been band-aiding a little long enough, or don't you? Spending money on it that didn't go anywhere. Unfortunately. Lori, do you think we have money? I mean,
we have money in the capital fund. You know, as you can tell over the past couple years of budgeting, nobody's taken into account to put money, that's the police department, to put money away for, if you want to use the term, rainy day project. Well, water fund, I'm talking buildings. You know, it's no money's been
But we've been starting to try to do that in the last budget.
Well, we really need to focus on that moving forward.
Is it against policy, Dave, to vote on a resolution before we secure money? I mean,
you can vote on a resolution to accept a contract, but if you don't have capital money set aside in an account, or
we do have capital money in the account, but we have to have a public hearing
to spend it. Right.
Correct.
But you can set that. You can notice. You can accept a bid and put out a notice for a public hearing about the expenditure of the money.
I think there's some question about not having enough money either to pay for this.
There's 77,000 in the capital fund, so there's more than enough to cover.
In addition to the 60, or
no, it's 77
total.
But we have okay.
That's
but we did the public hearing to spend up the 60, so it's just a matter of doing another public hearing.
So we have 17 left, or 17 more.
We have 77 in that fund.
Okay, so we do have the money.
We have the money.
Okay,
and we may not have to use it all if we run the figures right.
Well, no, we would use the 62 out of that 77.
Yeah.
We just, it's the public hearing that needs to be.
I don't think we can wait another year. I mean, I know your opinion. I mean, you and Guy were over here juggling the buckets.
I agree. I just wasn't expecting this dollar
amount. I wasn't either.
We were hoping under 40.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be done, so I think the answer on my end is yes, but I think we need to start looking and being more creative in budgeting for capital projects, because you're spending it all right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that we accept SNL Roofing's bid for $62,000 and authorize the mayor to enter into an agreement with SNL to begin the project. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. So we get, as the budget officer, I guess we got to be creative, right?
And you need to start putting.
You want to set a public hearing, Dave?
Can we do the public
right before the next meeting?
Next public hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Half hour before the
next month.
6:30.
October.
The October meeting to expend for capital fund. Yeah. You know how to word that?
Yeah, they're tying
them.
I think it's a well project that has to be done. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Timesheet requirements. I know I think we had talked about everybody submitting a timesheet, and I know the report we got from Kevin, we had time. So I think we're okay on that. Is anybody else?
I put a timesheet in Charlie's mailbox, too.
What's that?
Pardon me?
I said I put a timesheet in Charlie's
mailbox.
I'm just saying that. You know, we were just thinking that.
Everybody, I think Wendy submits hers.
Yes, so we don't have to have a resolution. Do we have
I just mean that we need for the employees to complete.
From timesheets.
Timesheets. All employees have to. Yeah. Completed time.
I think we're, and everybody's in compliance, so I don't think we have to discuss that anymore, right?
No. We just have to.
Okay. Okay. Do you want me to read this letter now?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All the old business. Our new business. We received a letter on August 16th, 2014, to Village Board members. This is to notify the board that I, Shirley
Lindgren,
would like to retire from my job of housekeeping
at the Village Hall. I will work to the end of August 2014, thanks to all Shirley. We'll be putting the posting in the advertiser.
I think Missy did.
It's in this week.
No, it'll be in next week.
Be in next week to for a new cleaning person or position. So all interested, I guess, will apply. Right?
So yeah, and I just wanted to bring up that, you know, it's not a high paying position at all. It's $160 a month, and I know Missy has expressed interest in it. So if we don't, and I'd like to kind of keep it moving because obviously Shirley's been gone. That if in fact we don't get a response, you know, within a week after the posting's there, that if we don't have a response to it, that Missy, I'd like to make a motion that Missy would assume the duties and the salary of the cleaning person.
I don't have a problem with that, so that's a form of motion.
That she would, yeah, assume the, I'll put it in the form of motion, make a motion that if we don't get a qualified candidate applied to the cleaning position, that Missy assume the duties and the salary, which is $1,920, Missy, annually, is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that, you know, the task be performed outside of her clerk hours.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried on that. We'll move on to the next on the agenda, CHIPS winner recovery funds.
Yeah, Missy told me we had some monies come in, winter recovery funds for CHIPS projects. Wasn't a lot of money. It's like $3,000 and change. And all our CHIPS projects are already done. And fortunately, well, we withheld 10% on the last project. So I think, we should apply it to that, to paying off the balance of, the work that we did this summer with, Hudson River. So.
Oh, so that last invoice that we paid applied toward that?
Right, because it was paid after the deadline, so we couldn't get it in on the first one, so we'll just apply it to that.
Well, I did balance. Put in for everything except for the 10%.
Right.
10% goes in next month.
Correct. But yeah, that's what I said, and that's what I said.
Okay.
So we'll apply it to that 10%, which is, that's going to be like $4,000 or $5,000 bucks, so.
Less than we have actually.
You know, that. So. So that'll take care of that piece, and then we'll just, whatever's left over, we'll just apply to the usual CHIPS thing.
Okay.
So I'll make the, do I need to make a motion for that, or are we good, just
no.
Good to go?
No, we already quoted it.
All right, good.
All right, next on new business is the Route 20, Route 203 emergency generator receptacle, and I know that you were working on that, right?
Yep, so I got a response from DOT regarding the installation of the electrical outlet that could be used for emergency generator to run a traffic signal at the intersection there in the event of a power outage. We have an email that you see. Not only will DOT allow it, they will do it. They will install it and pay for it, which is wonderful. A couple of things we have to do for it to happen, though, and this is where there could be a little kicker here. We have to supply a weatherproof padlock, which shouldn't be a problem. That meets their specifications. We also have to make sure the generator that we're going to plug into this, which is from the fire department, meets the specifications that are in this email. So we need to talk to the fire department to make sure that it meets those specifications. If indeed everything works, then essentially we just have to send in a PERM 33 application and then even told us how to fill it out. So
that would free up an officer if there's any other emergencies at the traffic control.
That's right.
Which would be a great idea, because I know in the nighttime it's brutal.
Right. Well, and even during the day.
Yeah, during the day, too.
So it frees up not having, and sometimes the fire department has to be
right
down there. I mean, I think it's in general, it's a good idea. So that's where we are. I have to contact Rich Elder and figure out if the generator meets the specifications.
So. 1,500 watt or something.
1,500 watts, and be able to provide 120 volt AC.
That's not a big generator. So.
Okay.
It's small.
So I'll make sure of that, and we'll move on. If indeed, I mean, the expenses really is that $2 padlock or 2-inch padlock. So.
have a problem with that.
Oh, that'll be.
I'll get it tomorrow.
So I'll follow up on that and report back next month.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Next on the agenda is public comment.
Can I just jump in, Randy? I just wanted to report on the status here. On the Alter Alley, we got there's 10 lots, I think, that we got to get. We got five owners who signed. An individual who signed, that is, the owners match up with who the current tax bill shows the property owned by. Then there was another gentleman who came by and signed, who said he's the son of the individuals who are the title, the record owners, or at least the tax owners, and he says he went down and filed a deed conveying the property to himself. I mean, I don't want to get into a title argument here, but I got a feeling, it's still owned by his parents, but, maybe that solves the problem. Anyway, I still have four people that I have to, that I want to speak to, Cronow, Webb, Luxner, and Risley, and apparently, so I asked Judy if she would just give them a follow-up call, ask them to call me, and we'll arrange. I don't know if we have to have unanimity, but we ought to have more than what we got here, mm-hmm. Okay? And on the Mirror Street, everybody did come in and sign except Lori, and Lori can sign anytime she wants. And we may have overdone it on Mirror Street because it looks like the land only comes out of one person's property.
Correct.
I got everybody to sign anyway, but if we want to... So that, I think we're good to go, okay, forward and accept today if you want. Mm-hmm. By resolution, and you saw the resolution I did. I sent it out to everybody. I did it for both properties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're ready to go forward with the other one, but if you want to do the Mirror Street one, I think we're, I'm comfortable.
Well, you can't do them together, or even if you don't.
Well, I can't do it because I don't have an offer signed by anybody, and I want to get that lined up by everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
For Alter Alley.
For Alter Alleyway?
Yeah, for Alter Alley. I'd rather at least make the effort over the next. Snow's flying soon. I would think everybody would be motivated to come down. We'll just do a little detour in that 10-foot strip.
My only question was that the couple that was in front here had an issue with 911. So how did that?
I don't think we got any control. They should be calling the sheriff or whoever.
Their address didn't change.
And most of these, if you look at the tax. The tax maps, most of them have it. Like that couple, interestingly enough, that was Nicole Scrivell and Robert Childrose, mm-hmm. Is that who that was? Her address shown here is 73 Chatham Street, Nassau, New York. So I have no idea why four.
Because the house is not accessible from Chatham Street.
It's from
Because they're on the hill. Okay, so that makes sense, actually.
Right. So 911 puts the address where you can get to the house.
Kind of makes sense.
So that would be.
So maybe don't call and change it. Okay.
So you're saying you could do the resolution from here and then wait for...
I mean, if you called the Nassau Fire Department, they would know where to go.
Right.
Okay.
And do you want to do Mirror?
So nothing's changed.
Then the problem is going to be someone ought to be mapping it. And maybe when we get this as a street, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what magically we accept it as a street. That necessarily puts it on the map anywhere, but,
Does that then get rid of the word west?
It'll become part of our street inventory.
That actually be better.
Okay. So on the Mirror Street one, did we get a survey map for that?
No, what we got for that was an actual legal description. I didn't get a survey, but he gave us an actual legal description that I think I'm comfortable with. So, there's no doubt about that. I mean, for Alter Alley, it's a little ham-handed. Okay, I did the description based on the map, but I think we don't want to hurt anybody by messing up their title,
mm-hmm.
but at least all the deeds I've seen on that property, all the deeds are described by the lots as shown on the original 1915 map, and Alter Alley is completely separate, so mm-hmm. no one's going to have conveyed anything out that they have. Plus, it's only a quick claim deed. So
actually, the Mirror Street, nothing's changed from the last time we talked about it. It's just that we're going to just...
We'd accept it. There's a legal description attached, which is a very specific legal description. Okay, and then we can inventory. I don't think it's much of an addition. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's on a circle. He didn't do a map, did he? Did he do a map? Do you know?
No, I didn't. I don't. Did he drop anything off in the office, Missy? Ray? No. Anthony sent it to you.
Yeah, he sent it to me as a curved area. You know, I mean, he would have to, you know, he'd have to map it out. But I think what he was trying to do was
have a map that goes with it, though.
Well, it's okay with me. I'm just,
you know, so we know what we're voting on.
That's okay. We'd have to ask him to put that together. We were trying to do this. But if he wants to do a map, that's okay with me. Yeah, so we'll know. If I was smart enough, I could draw it out for you. Well, no, but I mean, the problem is it's on a radius. You know what I'm saying? In other words, as surveyors do, like when they're talking about a road, they'll say, okay, it goes in a straight line here, and then it's a radius of such and such from an arc here, and it's like, you know.
So, I mean,
I can't do that.
I can email Ray and have
him. Yeah, ask Ray to do that.
To draw a map.
Yeah. And then we'll know, and, you know. And ask him if he could just sort of cite it where it is. You know what I'm saying? In other words, show where it is on the property. And then, Lori, before I leave, I'll have you sign both the offer and the deed, so we'll be all set to go when the time comes. But anybody who knows those folks on Alter Avenue, I mean, I don't want to drive them nuts, but, you know. I'm willing to, you know, be, you know, I'm around. You know, I don't want to drive all the way down.
Well, they can get, can you, they could have that.
Yeah, they could take it and have it notarized, but it really makes me gun-shy to give it. You know, I've already had five or six owners sign it. I'll come down. I mean, you know, okay. If we get some people together, you know, I'll come down. It's no big deal, but you know, I don't want to come down four times. You know?
Well, we still got some time, you know, before the snow flies, like you say, but... You know, I just like to put everything in a row here so we know what we're doing over on Mayor 2. So we have, you know, we have a map for Alter Alley, and I'd like to see...
I'll show you the map
for that. And
did you see the map for Alter Alley?
I did.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I saw the rough one that was drawn out beforehand.
Okay, well, I went over and took Xerox.
I didn't actually see Ray's. I saw the one. We had one before that, though.
Yeah. Well, I got copies of the relevant section here. If you can see it.
But as long as we have something for the file, so there's, you know.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, more than a legal description, we don't have to call you over to say, hey, so.
People object to this.
Okay.
So you guys want to just table that for next meeting, or
that's what it is.
I guess we're gonna have to because we're on the map. And we'll put that under old business for next meeting.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that? Right.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Next on the agenda is public comment. Anybody have public comment, Tim?
As you know, I bought a Ben Stanley Park my property, and there are neighbors there. And I brought this up before, and I have no problem with. You know, families and kids over there, but if you keep expanding the park, and it just puts more of a strain on the neighborhood, and my property in particular. Like two nights ago, I had somebody, a bunch of people over there at 12:30 at night waking me up. You know, you have another park, and you have people, that park is meant for small children. Take the money, expand the other park, do something with that, take the pressure off that park. If you keep expanding it, shouldn't you be getting... going through a quality review process from Seeker, because you are impacting the environment, you're impacting the neighborhood. There are neighbors there. People have to live with that park. And again, I don't want to be a fuddy-duddy. I enjoy the kids. I like the little kids, the families. That's fine. But you have another whole element there, and you just keep attracting people to that park. You have a big park someplace else. Expand that park.
I don't think we've really expanded it. I mean, we put some new equipment. We replaced little kids' equipment, but I don't know what you mean by expansion.
Well, you have. So when I first moved there, there was two pieces of equipment. Now, you know, the pond has gotten bigger. It has, believe me, it has gotten bigger. And there has just been more equipment. There's more pressure on that park. And at various times. Sometimes, you know, it's not. I mean, it's kind of cyclical. And again, I don't want to interfere with anybody's enjoyment of the park, and especially families who it's intended for. But that's not all that gets attracted there, because there's stuff there that they can sit on, swing on, do whatever. And I'm just saying, you have another park. You need something for older kids. If you got $1,000, take it, put it in that park over there, and do something for that with that park.
Can I just ask where the other park is that you're referring to?
The commons with the gazebo, that whole park right there.
The
commons.
I knew what the gazebo was, but I would refer to it as
the commons.
Well, I mean, the park is being used by people who shouldn't be using it at 12:30 at night. That's not what our intention is, so. I mean, I understand what you're saying is you're awakened
it
by...
It can get pretty busy over there sometimes.
Is there a sign on the park that is closed after dark? Or
yeah,
the
state law.
The park right there, they know and nobody's on it.
The park right here
at camp, they know and there's nobody there. Several times this summer, I've had people over there, drunks over there in the middle of the night, waking us up. They know when the cops aren't there, they see the police department right there. The lights are off.
Because I know during the day there's a lot of young families that use it and
that's great.
Yeah, I understand.
No problem with that, I mean, I like to watch the kids have fun too. It's that's fun.
So Tom, we need to make an effort to
there have been big kids when I've gone by
pay more attention to that part.
I thought it's for little kids. It's not the big kids and they were on top of the equipment during the day. And that's
send a message.
No, they shouldn't be there. It's for the smaller kids.
As I said before, a basketball court. And the other place, you've got the room for it, something down there to attract people, something for the older people to...
Have you, I know with our police department not on duty, have you tried calling like the sheriffs or state police?
You call 911, what do they say? They say, what's your emergency? You feel like a fool, The emergency is you got somebody in the park waking you up at 12:30 in the night. I'm not going to do that anymore. I've done that. It's not the proper way to deal with it.
We do have a noise ordinance.
Pat, did you?
No, I was just asking. I was going to ask. I think I already know the answer. I think there's a curfew in the village already.
There is.
It's called enforcement. It's what we've been talking about with the master plan. It's not just that. It's other enforcement, other things too. We have a new code enforcement guy, so that's the start. It's enforcement of all the laws in the village. You can make all the laws you want, but if no one's enforcing them, it doesn't matter. And I must say though that this past year it has calmed down quite a bit. It's pretty much cyclical. It used to be, roving bands of kids. It hasn't been that bad this year. It's been much better. But it'll happen again. And they gravitate to that park, and they gravitate to that park because it's dark over there, and nobody's watching it, and they can do what they want to do. And when it gets late at night, it disturbs the neighbors, not just me, but other neighbors around there.
So maybe lighting's the answer?
Well, we put a light up there, but then how much light are you going to, I have bedroom windows right there, too.
Right.
But I'm just saying, again, I really wish you would focus on doing something with the property they have in the other park to track to take the pressure off this park and have it used for the group that it's intended to be used for.
Well, I think we're pretty much done with the Ben Stanley Park. We're not... putting anything.
No.
When we talked about the equipment that we purchased, that's what the $1,000 is for. It's not to purchase additional equipment. It's for what we purchased.
I think some of that money, too, we had to increase the depth of
the P-stone.
The P-stone is tested for regulation.
No, it's nice.
There's nothing else going on going to happen in there.
Maybe lighting is the answer. We could put some lighting that's directs out towards the road, put it in the back and direct it towards Malden Street, and so that it doesn't reflect over towards the neighbors. It would just reflect over towards the woods over there and, in the garage.
Or that could have the opposite effect if the truck attract people like
that. Kids at night don't want to stand out in the light. Plus it's a basketball court.
Well, again, it has been relatively quiet this last year, and I just hope it stays that way as far as people are wandering around. Thank you.
So you addressed Tom when they're on duty.
There's
the
police station right there.
Thanks. Any other couple of comment? Yes.
Yeah, thanks for paving Route 20.
That was just a mistake, but... We think it was a long drawn out effort, but they came through and paid it. Okay. Margaret, you had a...
Yes. I would like to wish Trustee Clark a happy birthday today and Trustee Howard a happy birthday Friday the 12th.
How old are you?
12. I'm as old as the year I was born. How's that? It'll never happen again. Yes.
Those speed signs, do they read both ways?
No, no, they don't.
We got,
so those people are coming into Village 80 Mile an Hour.
Yes.
And then the other one, you know where the other one is too, right, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means coming in that way. So.
Yeah. 90 miles, over 90 miles an hour.
From the east. Coming down the
I think the sign's great because when I'm coming through, I look at my speedometer. I mean,
yeah.
I see, wow, you know, so I think it's.
And then that's not state troopers coming through, or
it's every hour. I have every hour, so it's not just the state trooper once in a while.
What are you mocking about? You know, because you can see what the speed. When
yeah,
you see when it's
it collects data all every car that goes by. It's pretty neat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Pardon me?
When you say car, you mean vehicle.
Vehicle. Yeah, it could be a motorcycle, too.
Or a truck.
Or a truck.
A bicycle.
Any other public comment?
Okay.
There's no resolutions to be done. We take care of those. Next on the agenda is all the bills. Bills number 99 through 137, the amount of $19,561.30 in the general fund and $5,637.34 in the water fund.
I have a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Make a motion to adjourn at 8:12.
Got a second?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.